When we get saved, we get sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise unto the day of redemption, right? Well, a reprobate who gets damned is sealed with an unclean spirit unto the day of damnation. They're permanently damned by that point. You understand? But there's obvious instances when an individual is possessed by devils. He's not permanently possessed. You know, he is, you know, possessed in a sense of, if you remember in the Bible, you know, actually in this very scripture, we see that Jesus talking about a person who has an unclean spirit. The unclean spirit departs from him. He brings seven more unclean spirits with him. And he finds the house clean, right? And then they possess him. So that shows that people who are not saved, who are possessed by devils, it's almost in a sense they're like a hotel for devils sometimes. They just come in and out, in and out, in and out. Based upon the choices that they make, the influences they allow in their lives, you know. And look, there's certain cultures that are more prone to be involved in that stuff than others. I'll give you an example. Hispanic cultures is often a culture that has allowed satanic influences through witchcraft. Let me just tell you this. There's something called Santeria. Yeah. Yep. Right? Santeria, and you know where they pray to these, it's a demonic thing. They pray to death. They have all these idols, and they light candles for these things. They offer them food. These are devils, folks. Like, well, you know, I'm trying to, like, get this person to give me money, or I'm trying to get this person to like me or to marry this other individual. Those are enchantments. Yep. Mm-hmm. That's satanic. Well, I'm trying to succeed in my job. Work hard. Don't light a candle. Don't pray to the devil for those things. And let me just say this. I can give you some horror stories that I will not give here in this sermon because it'll just scare the fire out of the young people here. Of legitimate stories of demonic oppression, of people who have been possessed by devils, they've been harmed by devils, because I come from a church where a lot of Cambodians were reached. And Cambodians from Southeast Asia are heavily involved in Buddhism and all types of demonic things. And I can tell you some stories that's just like, what in the world is going on? It's scary, you know? So that should encourage some of you, if you're not saved, to get saved. Because if God be for us, who can be against us, right? So demonic oppression or demonic possession is very much a real deal. And when we go out there and preach the gospel, we need to make sure that as we're preaching the gospel, we understand, hey, we're not these Pentecostal exorcists that are able to remove demons from people. We just can give them the word of God, the gospel, get them saved, and that person, that demon will vacate that body because the Holy Spirit will come in. Because the flesh profiteth nothing. It's the spirit that quickeneth, right? That's what the Bible tells us.